Goddamn Motherfucking Son of a Bitch by Nevada Barr, read by Henrietta Tiefenthaler. All Walgreens had was a little kid's notebook, maybe 4 by 5 inches, the binding a fat spiral of purple plastic, the cover a twiggy Carnaby street white, Boots flower power mess of lavender and yellow blooms. Jeannie put it on the cafe table, opened it, and carefully wrote, "Goddamn Motherfucking Son of a Bitch," in her best schoolgirl cursive. The juxtaposition of sentiment and sentimentality pleased her. Next she wrote, "Divorce rich," then sat back, looked at the words, and took a long, luxurious sip of the cheap but not inexpensive Pinot Grigio a harried waitress in too tight jeans had brought her. Rich thought she drank too much. Of course she drank too much. She was married to a goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch. She drew a neat line through the word divorce. Divorce was out of the question. Mississippi, usually such a liberal, cutting-edge innovator, was old school when it came to matrimony. Marriage was sacred. Unless both parties agreed, the only grounds for divorce were adultery, impotence, or a felony could be proved. Not that the goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch wasn't engaged in one or the other at any given time, but good old Rich put Jeannie in mind of the Baptists. You knew they were doing it, you just couldn't ever catch them at it. And Rich would never grant her a divorce. Not if it meant giving up the income stream from the family business, as he euphemistically referred to her earnings as a sculptress. No, divorce wasn't happening. That left suicide and murder. When Rich had been particularly demeaning, Jeannie had had the occasional fling with Dr. Kevorkian, but, in all honesty, she had to admit that she was a decent individual. She paid her taxes, and his, kept a tidy house, and got her oil changed every 3,000 miles, and Rich was boring. Not casually boring. He was a bore of nuclear magnets.